Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got Eddie House, one of our favorites, coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. And then, of course, we'll have Shop Talk to finish up the hour. You can follow Rob and myself on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. All right, the Lakers are down to Oklahoma City. It looks like they're going into the half. They're about 10 seconds left. I got a serious delay on my TV. But from what I'm watching, it is halftime now. As far as I can tell, there's 3 seconds left, and Chris Paul just finished off a free throw. But, yeah, the Lakers down 52-45 at halftime against Oklahoma City. Anthony Davis coming off that huge performance the other night against Utah has just 9 first-half points, which is interesting. LeBron's got 10, and leading the way for OKC is Danilo Gallinari with 10. All right, but let's, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And one of Cam Newton's former teammates made an interesting comment. Defensive tackle Kyle Love. He played for the Patriots for 3 seasons, and then he played 6 seasons with the Panthers. Here's what he told the Boston Herald. He said he's worried about Cam Newton and how he's going to handle Bill Belichick's coaching style. This is what he said. This is just my opinion, but I don't feel like Cam can take the pressure of coaches talking down about his play. If he had a bad game in Carolina, the coaching staff wouldn't say much to him because they may have felt he could be a little frail about it or maybe pout. They never really corrected to the point Bill used to correct Tom. Bill's going to be Bill, and he's going to let Cam know how he feels no matter what. Everybody is treated equal, and I actually love that about Bill because that let the whole team know you're going to be held accountable. Rob, what do you think? You think this could be a problem or an issue up there?
No, I don't. I think he knows what he signed up for. I think some of that stuff is overblown. I mean, the guy was a MVP in the league. And you know what? You handle people differently. Everybody can't. Some of the best coaches you ever talk to say you can't treat everybody the same. Everybody's not the same. Some people you have to coddle. Some people you have to crack the whip. Some people, you know, you have to know how to manage and massage. I think both people in this situation understand where Cam's coming from, a guy who's been hurt the last couple of years, haven't been the guy that he was when he was an MVP and one of the most dynamic players in the league, and Bill Belichick is looking to do something different. Tom Brady, who he's used to, is not going to be there. So I think there's give and take on both sides. I'm not saying that Bill's going to totally change the way he's coached, but he's not dealing with Tom Brady, who's had a lot of success, and things have worked out. It's easy to take criticism when things are working. So I don't. I think Cam understood that. When you join a team like the Patriots that's had a lot of success and have a coach like Bill Belichick, you understand this is going to be different, and I think he'll have to adjust. So I think there'll be adjustments on both sides. I see this as a non-issue. I don't believe Cam's going to go to New England and then go, no, this is what we did in Carolina. Don't talk mean to me. I'm not going to play. I just find that to be mind-boggling to think that is how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I've always said that New England is the San Antonio Spurs of the NFL and vice versa. And Greg Popovich, similar to Bill Belichick, would jump on players, and like Tom Brady, Tim Duncan, the superstar there, would take it. He would let Belichick or Popovich, you know, coach him, yell at him, whatever, and everyone else would see that, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, so on and so forth, and they would fall in line because you're seeing the superstar criticized like that. But a lot of players have not liked that, Rob, to your point. I mean, you saw Steven Jackson, you know, didn't really like it. Steve Smith didn't really like it. And Kawhi, you know, Kawhi didn't like it, and it cost. I think his relationship with Popovich is fine, but the way he just didn't want to fall in line with the way things had gone before, and it cost them a great player and more chances at winning championships. Here, I think that Cam has obviously, now I know he's, you know, talked a lot of stuff, and he's had his Instagram post about the lion is about to roar and all that stuff, but he's human. And I think he's been humbled, and probably the first time in his life as a football player, he was unwanted. He had no place to go. In some ways, even though he clearly deserved to be in the league, he's fortunate to be in the league. And so I think that he will, I think, like you said, you know what type of coach Belichick is. I'm sure he did his homework and maybe talked to players. And I think he will be able to take it. I think the best thing for him would be to humble himself. And like I said, he's been humble, but just take it. Coaching, it's good to take coaching. Michael Jordan took coaching, and it ended up helping him get 6 championships. I mentioned Tom Brady, 6 championships. Tim Duncan, 5 championships. You know, and you don't have to let somebody disrespect you as a man. I don't know that it gets to that level with Belichick. And if it does, of course, you stand up. But if it's just hard coaching you like everybody else, you should be able to take that. And I think the rewards for Cam could be great, because I think the way Belichick will coach him, I think will help him. I think he'll excel. You know, I've been saying this for months. I think he'll excel there. I think he'll have a great season, and he'll either re-sign with the Patriots at bigger money or go elsewhere, having proven himself, and get a big contract. So I think Cam hopefully counted up the cost, and if it means taking a little harsher coaching than you're used to, so be it. You know, he's a man. He can take it. Somebody, you know, yelling something or being critical, I mean, that's a part of life. You know, that's a part of life. And so I think that Cam will be fine, but I think he should be of the mindset that, you know, if he coaches me hard, then that's fine. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I guess the player was asked, so I guess he wanted to give his point of view, considering he was at both places.
It's a good quote. Yeah, I mean, but given what he saw, I like,
you know,
it.
He did say it was his opinion, which he prefaced it with, which is fine, because I don't know how you really know if it's going to be the same. I don't know. I'm from the school and of you need to massage everybody. I hear that being treated the same way. Everybody's not the same. It's just, it doesn't work for everybody. And I think sometimes coaches have made those mistakes where they've lost people and haven't gotten the best out of people because they think that's, people understand that. I think even the other teammates, they understand that's not what's going to motivate somebody. And maybe Bill Belichick has also done his homework and understands what motivates Cam and what works with Cam. That's what I'd like to see. So I think there's a give and take on both sides, and they wouldn't have gone into this marriage without at least looking into it.
I think
if you go into my way or the highway on either side, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Belichick's been, apparently. And it's gotten him 6 Super Bowl rings, 9 appearances. I think that most of the time when coaches treat guys differently. Now, you saw Phil Jackson treated Dennis Rodman differently. And Rodman was eccentric, even more so, obviously, than Cam Newton. But Cam has some of that in him. But a lot of times you see coaches do that with the superstars. And at this point, Cam is not a superstar. Now, he may return to that form, but I think he has the most to lose in this. Because I think Belichick, if he has to, he'll go with Jarrett Stidham. And, you know, Cam, if he wants to stay in the league, I think he needs to, you know, do what he needs to do to have a great season. And if that means, you know, if he has to change and be able to respond to that type of coaching, then so be it. I mean, again, as long as it doesn't get disrespectful, but if it's just, you know, coaching you as hard as he coaches everybody else, I do think he needs to adjust to that.
I
think he's in a place where he needs to. Because if this goes south and just doesn't work out for whatever reason, but say that's a big part of it. Like, he doesn't play well there. He doesn't take the coaching well or whatever. It would be interesting to see what kind of shot Cam would get next.
I just the coaching aspect for Cam, I just think he has to be healthy. I really don't believe it's a coaching situation with Cam. He just has been injured the last couple of years, and it's hard to play. I don't care what the coaches are asking you to do if you're not healthy enough to play. So if he's finally healthy, I'm not worried about the coaching aspect of it whatsoever. If he's not healthy, then he's not going to succeed, and it's going to be a disaster in New England. So to me, I'm only looking at it from the standpoint of is Cam healthy? I've seen that guy when he's healthy, and he's a hell of a player. He's not an old man. He's not washed up. He was injured. So if he's healthy, I think Bill Belichick will know how to use him. I think Cam will know how to play. And I've seen Cam up in Foxborough put it on the Patriots a couple times too. He's played well in that building.
Yeah.
So I just think that's a good sign, and I think that's why it's a fit.
Well, I agree that health is the number one factor. And if he's healthy, he'll play well, and there probably won't be a lot to yell at him about. Although, there'll be something, because he found stuff to yell at Tom Brady about, apparently. So he'll find stuff with Cam Newton. But I do agree that the health is the number one factor. I think they're going to, you know, assuming he looks good in training camp, and if he looks like the guy that they're going to go with, I think they're going to form the offense around him, just like Josh McDaniels did with Tim Tebow in Denver. And it was successful to whatever degree it could be with Tebow. I mean, they got to the playoffs. And so I think that they will have the offense that is right for Cam. I've been saying this. I thought they should have signed him long before they did. They did sign him. I think they get to the playoffs with Cam. Now, they do have a lot of guys out. Dante Hightower and, you know, they're missing some other players, Patrick Chung. But I still think they'll be able to be a good team. And I do agree that I think Cam, I don't think it'll be an issue. I don't think it'll be an issue. But I think Cam will probably get coached harder than he ever has. But I think that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with hard coaching within limitation. And as long as Belichick doesn't cross the line, then I think Cam will take it. I think he counted up the cost. I think he's been humbled a bit. And I think he knows that the best thing he can do is go out there and have a great season. And I think he's definitely intent on doing that. Especially all that stuff he talked on Instagram, the lines about the roar and everything, I think he's coming out ready to do damage. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Will Cam Newton be able to handle Bill Belichick and his hard, tough coaching style? It's your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You are listening to The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's get to the phones. 877-99 on Fox. Is Cam and Belichick an argument? waiting to happen, as one of Cam's former teammates said.
All right, Eric in Kalamazoo. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? Real quick, I'm going to shoot something about Magic. B. Ladybird, rookie season playoff five position, brought LeBron to L.A. Get to this Belichick thing. Is a job opening, just like when Tom Brady got that job when Bledsoe went down or whatever. Hey, it's a job opening. This guy's a professional. Been in the Super Bowl. They let people hit Cam Newton all hard. He get a job over with a award-winning franchise. It should be no problem. He's a dog walker. Win some titles with a powerful organization.
So, you got him winning the Super Bowl?
Hey, when y'all sit in for Dan Patrick and everybody, y'all don't hold up no punches. So he gets a job open. He's going to come in, hit hard. Hey, show you why he's a Heisman and all that, and shut up everybody. That's what a brother do. You get a break, it ain't no problem. Let me in.
All right, Eric in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Ain't no better than town than Kalamazoo. How about Matthew in Canada? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, awesome. How's it going, Rob? Like the funny jokes. Chris,
thank you,
like
buddy.
The real. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
To get to
where are you in Canada?
Your first time caller?
Winnipeg.
Wow. First time caller?
Yeah, close to. Huh? We're right on the border, U.S. Anyway, to get to Cam, though, really, he'll be fine. If you do a YouTube of Cam, you'll find his highlights, and you'll find videos of him passing to YouTubers like Jake Paul and Mr. Beast. He's fine. He's ready to play. He'll play under Belichick. He has respect. And McDaniels and Belichick are schemers. They won games with Jacoby, didn't they?
No, I agree. I think they're going to come up with the perfect offense for Cam. And I expect them to have a really good year, both him and the team.
I don't know about
what
all
the only short pass.
Yeah, the only problem is all the people bowing out. You know that they've
six
depleted,
guys,
like
three
six
starters.
Yep. How many?
Three starters, six players, three starters.
All right, yep. Calvin in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Calvin?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. Hey, got to throw out to you guys. You guys have the best show on radio. Listening every night, you guys are phenomenal.
But, my man, we appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. But to get to the point here, you know, I got to agree with Chris. Cam's got to fall in line under Belichick, man. I mean, we've seen examples. Look at Gronk. He was just on the shop a couple months ago crying about, you know, how he wasn't having any fun. He had to retire, you know. And I feel like Cam has a little bit of a background being slightly a diva. So ultimately, I think he can work out. Cam has a ton of talent, but I think he's going to have to fall in line and potentially an argument there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point about Gronk because Gronk, clearly, you know, I mean, he won there and he had a great career, became a Hall of Famer there, but it does seem like he just wasn't happy. And now all of a sudden he's going elsewhere. So, but yeah, I agree. I think Cam's got to fall in line if he wants to continue his football career. So I think he will.
Chris in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob. How you doing, man?
Good. You?
Good, man. You deserved your vacation last week. You enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I needed a break. My God, I feel rejuvenated. I feel much better. Thank you, buddy.
Man, I told my wife I was going on the radio again. She asked me what show. I said Rob Parker's show. I was on there 2 weeks ago. I trashed Ron Rivera 2 weeks ago.
Very nice.
And I left out the part, man. Ron Rivera's not – Cam Newton's what made Ron Rivera. I was at his first game against Green Bay way back in the day when I lived in North Carolina. Cam Newton is awesome. He can do it all, man.
My biggest thing is he's healthy. If he's healthy now, we've seen him play. You know that, Chris.
You're right, man. I joke they call him Riverboat Ron. That's a bunch of crap, man. We called it fourth and Cam. We're Panther fans. We were happy to have him gone. And to run Cam out of town, the Panthers did him wrong. He is going to rock, man. He is going to be awesome.
All right,
to stop with that Stidham stuff, man. I can't believe he should have brought up like some Dak Prescott
stuff. I was starting to wonder if he even knew I was on the show.
Nah.
I thought it was the Rob Parker show. My goodness. Golly, I'm just glad I
Rob
got a mention
Parker.
That he knew I was here.
Hey, Chris in Michigan, we appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Golly.
Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's
you
up?
Don't know
I don't know who that is. No.
My uncle's from another mother, man. You know it's a two-man show, y'all. Y'all can't just be leaving out my other Chris like that, man, a light-skinned guard. But real quick, shout out to the OCOCs. Do not forget, we on furlough this Friday. Do not call into
That's
the
right.
show, y'all.
That's
Fresh
right. It's
voices
the first
only.
Time Friday.
That's right.
There you go.
First-time callers only.
So my point real quick, Unks. Man, I know y'all didn't forget about Poutgate, man. Cam, of all of the big elite quarterbacks, has to be one of the most sensitive, man. He stood up at a podium and refused to answer questions wearing his grandmama fedora hat looking silly, and yet we think he's going to have some kind of weird personality change playing under Belichick. He's already talking all over the internet, all over on Instagram, all over on Facebook, talking about how much of a lion he's going to be. He better learn from what happened to Gronk, man. You got to stifle your personality. You got to humble yourself. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself right back in the free agency line, man.
Only thing is, I think that he has every right to feel good about himself if he's healthy. It's been hard, Sean, for a guy of that talent to have tried to play. I mean, what was it? What was the stats? He didn't have a touchdown in his last last eight games,
he's struggled, but he's been banged up. Yeah,
but I remember.
You think with his kind of personality, the very week where he doesn't get Patriot of the Week or he don't get extra dabs from his coaching staff, that he's not going to start walking around that much feeling.
No,
my point,
I don't see that.
I don't think he's got that rope now. I mean, and Cam's not stupid. Cam knows that he was out of the league. And it looked like he may not have been able to get back in, at least for this year. And so I'm sure he's been humbled a bit. I know he went on Instagram and bragged and all that. But I bet he's been humbled a bit. I bet he counted up the cost. I bet he probably talked to some current or former Patriots about Belichick. And I think he knows what he's getting himself into, and he's ready for it. So I just think that's the way it is. All right, it's our man Eddie House, NBA champion, three-point sniper, coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Like I said, he's an NBA champion, a three-point sharpshooter. He's got his own theme music, which you know is a big deal on the iCouple. He's our friend, our buddy, Eddie House. What's up, man?
Yo. What's happening, fellas? What's going
on? How you?
I'm good.
Always good. Always good to have you on, man. And you are
great to be on.
You are there in Arizona, in Phoenix, right?
Yep.
You saw, I'm sure, the Devin Booker game winner, which everybody's raving about.
Right,
How good? I think the dude is phenomenal. And I don't even know if he's stuck in a bad situation because maybe they'll get better in the future. Do you think that that team in the very near future can be competitive enough to really become a perennial playoff team and good enough to keep him there? Because obviously everybody's going to come after him when he's a free agent. And if they're not winning, he's probably going to be looking elsewhere.
Yeah, but I think Dev want to be here. Dev wants to be a part of changing the culture of Phoenix. You know, he knows he's a hoop historian, man. And the one thing about it, he knows how the fans are extremely supportive. And if you get this ball rolling out here in Phoenix, it can be something special. The fans buy into it, and you're the main thing, the main show in town. But they're a couple pieces away. I mean, not only the game-winning shot, what about the shot to put him ahead before that, though?
Right. He was crazy.
He's a stone cold killer, man. I mean, after the shot, I texted his pop and was like, "Is his pop hoop with us?" I texted him and said, "Man, he's a dog. I mean, and I'm glad you led with that, because I was going to say something about it if you guys didn't. That man deserves all the credit, because I've seen him when he came in from college and put in the work. You know, I followed the Suns. I had worked with them doing their post game stuff. So I watched many a Sun games where they took beatings. But that boy showed up night in and night out and was a problem for the other team. And it's just so good to see the maturation of him as a player. But they are going to need to get some help. And if they get some help, they could be at the bottom tier of that,
playoff.
That's all you need is to start getting in and get your feet wet to understand this is what it is before you put yourself in the upper echelon. You know, you got to take baby steps.
What about the New Orleans Pelicans? Are they going to make the playoffs? Losing the first two games hurt them? I know they beat Memphis. Memphis hasn't been able to win, but there are still a couple other teams in the way, including San Antonio. Will they make it?
I think they got an uphill battle. I think Drew Holiday, most underrated player I think in the league. I mean, he does so many things great for that team, and not only defensively, but offensively, the way he can manipulate the pick and roll and control offense and dictate how guys get shots and how guys get off.
I just think that the thing to me, I think that what they just have an uphill battle. I think Portland is the team in the West. You know, they got superstars on their team. You know, bona fide superstars, guys that you could lean on. Right now, you got guys that are coming into their stardom, where you got Dame Lillard, you got Carmelo Anthony, who have been stars. And I think that's the only thing that's going to derail them is that they just, you know, they're young right now.
Speaking, I want to jump in. Speaking of Carmelo Anthony, if I were to ask you to give me Carmelo Anthony's like legacy in the NBA, what is it? What did he do, or what part of his career like jumps out at you the most? Obviously, he's a great scorer. We know what he did in college. I'm just talking about his NBA moment. Do you have one?
I think it's a plethora of NBA moments for Carmelo. I mean, you got to look at the way that you say he's a great scorer. You can't just gloss over that. It's been many a guy that's played in this league, and there
no, I get it, but I'm having a hard time just when I think of his career. Unfortunately, because of the teams, I think of Denver, where they weren't able to do anything until Chauncey Billups got there and they went to the Western Conference Finals, and I look at what happened in New York. I'm grasping. I know. I see the numbers. I know that they're prolific. But I don't have a moment or feeling
he 61 that in he's the garden?
That he was great.
I think you got to look at just his body of work. When you have a body of work that ends up the totality of it ends up being great, I think you have to look at that and don't try to single out one specific moment in his career. I think to get those superstar Hall of Fame numbers, you had to have a number of years of moments when it adds up to it. You know, you don't just have those numbers on accident. And I think that everybody, you know, always says, well, what did he win? This is not like the quarterback in the NFL where he gets
I didn't say just what did he win. Yeah, I'm just saying like the two situations he was in. I'm just saying I'm at loss.
I thought they were pretty good. You got to think the teams that he was going up against when Denver was playing. You know, they were going against the San Antonio Spurs. They were going against the Phoenix Suns. Those were tough teams to try to edge and get around. The Los Angeles Lakers. Those are tough teams. And then, you know, in the East, he had LeBron. So, I mean, you know, he went up against the juggernaut. I think if you look at the totality of his work, man, Carmelo has been a baller. And the one thing that screams out is like a pure score. A pure scorer. He's one of the top pure scorers we've ever seen in the game ever.
Eddie, speaking of pure scorers, and this, I'm going to take you back to Phoenix. He was there for 5 years and got traded to Indiana pretty much for a bag of basketballs. I mean, it was cash considerations, right? T.J. Warren has been the star of the bubble, or one of them at least. He put up big numbers in Phoenix his last 2 years there, or last year there. How good is this guy, and how good can he be?
I think he's extremely good. I think he's one of those guys that he doesn't have a lot of flash, pizzazz. He's not really vocal. You know, he's a very quiet, well-spoken guy. And then see his maturation as well. I mean, I watched him and Booker together, you know, just grow up right before my eyes as far as basketball players. This is a guy that can get it done. And one of the things that they harped on the year before last, the Suns, were like, hey, you got to improve your three-point shooting. He came out and he did that. I think the one thing that people always questioned was his motor defensively. And I think he stepped up to that challenge. I mean, he has the frame. He has the body, the size. And he's a bucket getter. He is a walking bucket, and it's tough for guys to guard him. He has a very unique type of game that kind of lulls you to sleep, but he ends up getting to his spots when he wants to get to his spots, and he's improved his three-point shot. I think he could be as good as he wants to be, and if he keeps improving this way, he might potentially be an all-star.
Anthony Davis, we saw the big game he had the other night, but we also have the history of at least this season not doing well or not playing that well or being as aggressive in the fourth quarter. How imperative is that if the Lakers are going to get to the championship or win a championship? And Anthony Davis, does he have to turn that around, that great for three quarters but not the same guy in the fourth quarter?
I think that's mandatory. I think the one thing we've seen is that they're not the deepest team, you know, we heard LeBron say top heavy before. You talk about two top heavy. This team is extremely top heavy. You got guys that they've plugged in who are volume shooters, such as J.R. Smith, Deion Waiters. These guys are going to need multiple shots for them to really get their rhythm. And they got them playing out of position. They got Deion Waiters running the point a lot of the times with the guys being hurt and Avery Bradley not coming back. So I think he's going to have to make sure that he is night in and night out from the tip to the last buzzer, if however many minutes that ends up being, or if it's four quarters or extra or overtime, whatever it is, he's going to have to be there from start to finish, because they're going to need every minute of what he has, because I just don't think that they're deep enough. And it's going to come to that, because you can't rely on home court advantage like you've been able to use. So you got the number one seed. Really, that means nothing in the bubble, except you get, you know,
you get a lighter opponent in the first round.
You know what I mean? To be. That, I mean, it really doesn't mean anything to me. Everybody's doing the same thing. So he's going to have to be huge in the fourth quarter for him.
Eddie, and we got about a couple minutes left for this one. But Milwaukee, you know, they lost to Brooklyn. I know Giannis didn't play the second half. The Clippers have lost a couple games. The Lakers down big right now to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Are you seeing anything with those three teams, either of those three teams, that's making you concerned? Or, you know, obviously you're not going to win every game. It's not really a big deal if you lose one. But are you seeing anything that makes you a little more concerned than just an average loss?
No, not really. I expected guys aren't going to be hitting the ground running, especially teams that pretty much have their playoff position locked, or, you know, they know that they're going to be at playoffs. They're just trying to get their rhythm and things like that. The teams that you see going extremely hard are teams such as the Portland Trail Blazers. You see that Utah trying to play as hard as they can to do whatever they can to try to get victories. But I don't think that they play bad. None of these teams play bad. And to be honest with you, man, it's been some phenomenal basketball.
Yeah, it has.
Since it started, it has been some great hoop. If you're a hoop fan, you are in heaven. I mean, it's been a couple bad games that I've watched where, you know, from it's kind of been over, you know, halfway through the third quarter. But for the most part, it's been hit and miss. It's back and forth. Great basketball, man, and I'm loving every minute of it.
All right, that's our man, Eddie House. E House, thanks a lot, man. All right. We appreciate it.
No problem. Y'all be easy, bro.
All right, bro. Peace. It's our most controversial segment of the night. Shop Talk is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu, Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you will not stink. All right, it is time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir, it is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And today's topic comes to us courtesy of our friends over at Disney. They've decided that the live-action film Mulan, which was their next big tentpole movie, they were going to make billions of dollars with it. Since theaters are closed, they're going to release it on demand instead with Disney Plus. That's not the big story, though. The big story is, rather than making it free like all the other Disney Plus things are, they're going to charge $29.99 just to rent it on demand, in addition to the $6 a month you're already paying for the service. So we'll start with you, Rob. What is the most you're willing to pay for a video on demand rental?
$9.99. If I'm at home, when you go to a theater.
And they're usually not even that expensive, are they? I need like five.
No, but I'm saying this was supposedly going to be a big release though, right? Like a big blockbuster movie. All right. That's the only reason I upped it. That's why I'm saying I would pay that for a big time
really
movie at home.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do normally when you're at home, you're paying for the lights and the electric. You know, when you're at a big theater, you know, you have to have all these other costs that are involved. Employees. You know, and this way they're doing it directly to you, so I'm not going to let them gouge me. That's the way I look at it.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's easy for me. I have absolutely no interest in Milan. So it's easy for me in this context to be like, that's ridiculous. It would have to be a movie I was just dying to see and that I couldn't see anywhere else for a long time for me to pay $30. And there would be, you know, there could be a movie like this Tyson movie coming out, right, with Jamie Foxx. If I wouldn't be able to see that, like, until a year later in the theaters or somewhere else, then I got to be honest, I probably would pay that because I'd look at it like, okay, I'm going to watch it with my wife, maybe my kids, maybe some friends, whatever. And to do it for 30 bucks, that's cheaper than if we all went to the movie. But in general, I kind of would look at it like, what would I wouldn't pay more than I'd have to pay at the theater. Like if it, I would pay, what do you pay now? 17, 18 bucks, 20 bucks, maybe, you know, to go to a movie. So I might be willing to pay that if it's something I really want to see. Rob G.
Well, first off, let me
your
say
daughter,
that.
Well, she's too young, right?
Well, she'll still want to watch it because she just likes watching the giant TV when she's, you know, really small.
But she doesn't know, like,
but
she's
she likes
be
bright
like,
colors and music
Mulan.
And things like that.
You could just put on some old video and tell her it's that. Put on the old Dora Explorer rerun.
We're not at that
she
level yet. We're not that level. But let me just say that even now or even before, with my wife and I, if we went on a date, we wouldn't spend $30 to go to the movies together. We go to the early matinee, which is $6 a person, and then we'd sneak in candy from like Rite Aid or whatever.
Right.
So the whole trip was like 20 for both of us. Having said that, you're crazy if you don't think I'm not going to drop $30 on Mulan.
What?
I mean, because that movie, when I was little, the cartoon was like my childhood. So just like I spent money on the terrible Lion King movie and the
what
terrible
are you,
Jungle 18? Book movie. Chris, just because I'm not 74 like you are, I mean, I can enjoy this kind of stuff.
Mulan? You're dying to see Mulan.
Yes. Like,
you interested in Mulan, Rob Parker?
Not at all.
Have you seen? I don't even really know what it is. It's like a pirate or something like that?
No.
A ship?
Don't you have daughters in their 20s?
Yes.
How have you not seen that with
them? Is she Indian?
My daughters were reading. Mulan? All right.
She's Asian.
She's Asian. Okay.
Yes.
It's a woman. She's Asian.
Yes.
Yeah. I got it wrong. I thought I was seeing her.
No, you're way off again, Chris, but it's okay.
What is
she? Just watch it.
I know she's Asian, but what is she like?
Just watch it.
What's her occupation?
I don't want to spoil the movie for you.
I'm not going to watch it, so spoil away.
She conceals herself as a man so she can fight. That's the whole premise of the
Oh,
of
is
the
that
story.
What it is?
Yes.
Interesting.
In this popular.
So you can't. Yeah. Yes. So it's big time, huh?
Yes. There's a reason it was going to make over $1 billion they were expecting at the theaters. I mean, maybe
so
not.
So you're cool with this.
Senior citizen men is the people that they were targeting, but it was going to make some money.
You're fine with being taken advantage of because that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
Wow.
It's just like me getting a car, thinking I got a good deal, and finding out you got to put premium gas in it. I felt taken advantage of, but I did it anyway.
Well,
you don't have to put premium gas in.
They talked me into it,
Rob. Do you not do that, Rob? Yeah, I know yours. Does yours take premium?
It has to,
Rob,
right?
Rob Parker, I would think. Do you do you skimp on it, though?
Mom, no.
Really? I'm just wondering, like, does it run differently if you skimp on it?
Well, what's the difference between medium and premium? I don't know if there's a big difference.
Oh, no, man. All right, I couple 1 hour left. Lock it.